We're 60 seconds away from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And ever since our social media coordinator, Alexis, joined the morning show, I know personally it's been very entertaining for me.
Oh, me too. I love having her on the team.
Thanks, guys.
Not only does she every once in a while make me genuinely laugh.
Yeah, like literally just before we started this, she hit herself in the face with headphones.
Did. But I also appreciate her take on life and love and her unabashed goal of becoming a full-time sugar baby.
I love it.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That piece I don't love. We're still working on it. But, you know, we'll get there, Alexis,
yeah,
okay?
It's admirable to me because most people who graduate from a four-year university on scholarship have loftier goals and strive for more than that, but not Alexis. She is not ashamed to be herself.
That piece I like.
And that's why I want to bring up something that producer Boyd mentioned to me that I was truly shocked by.
Okay.
Because apparently he asked you the other day to grab him a cut of music, and he wanted the theme song from Rudy.
This is true.
Yeah.
And you told him, sure. And then you went to Google, and you started searching, quote, the Rudy song. And then songs by Rudy.
I did.
And 10 or 15 minutes later, you're still completely confused. And you started searching, what is a Rudy?
This is correct.
Who is Rudy?
You didn't know it was a movie?
No, I've never seen that movie.
Yes.
It is older.
You're like an athlete.
That's not.
Isn't it like part of.
That's about baseball. I know who Babe Ruth is.
It's football.
It's about football.
College football.
Misleading.
Yeah. The thing is, Alexis does this all the time on our show. After segments, we'll have talked about something from pop culture for minutes and minutes from like maybe just 10 years ago. And afterwards, Alexis will turn to us and say, I have no idea what you guys were just talking about. Who's Cameron Diaz?
Stop. I'm not that bad.
Or you'll be, what do you mean you saw Panic at the Disco last night? Why was everybody panicking? You're a special treat for us, Alexis, and I love having you here, and I cannot wait to see what else you don't know in the shock collar question of the day. Because it is time for the shock collar question. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, the punishment is to get shocked while singing a song that Alexis has probably never heard of. So text into 78592 and tell us what you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, bro?
And I got...
Please be Alexis.
Wild card. Pick anyone but yourself.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, man. Wow. I mean, so much hype for Alexis.
It has to be Alexis.
And I love hearing her answers. Plus, her singing is honestly my favorite on
Thank
the whole
you.
Show.
It is so good.
I pick Alexis.
All right.
I love
Alexis.
Thanks, guys.
Alexis is going to put on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake. Please rate us the shot collar question of the day.
How skilled do you think you've gotten at washing your hands over the past year?
Oh, dude, I'm so good.
Well,
you should watch me.
I feel like you're overcompensating.
Yeah.
No, it's not
something that I brag about to
anybody. I literally watched another video last year because a lot of stuff was going down.
Okay,
and
let's...
there's a lot more on your hands than you realize, guys.
Well, the doctors at Northwestern Medicine recently did a study and found out what finger on a person's hand is on average the cleanest and the dirtiest.
Whoa.
For you dirty digit dogs this morning, I have two questions. According to this study... On average, which finger is the dirtiest and which one is the cleanest?
Interesting.
Wow.
This really depends.
Right now?
It depends on the type of person and how they're using their fingers.
Someone smell my fingers.
Okay. I think what you need to we're thinking most used here, right? Like your most used finger is going to be your dirtiest. Is it your pointer or is it your thumb?
I know. It's got to be one of those because when you eat and stuff, right?
Or when you use your phone, but you do your phone with your thumb. And your phone is a very dirty item.
Well, unless you're over 50 and then you just use your pointer fingers. The C of your pointer fingers.
See? It is between those two.
What are you using your fingers for, Alexis?
Well, you know what finger I'm not using is my engagement finger with a ring on it. And I'm thinking when I have a fancy, very expensive ring on that, I will not be using that finger for anything.
Okay, that's your clean finger.
Yeah. I think it's a good point. It's the most useless of the fingers.
I know Brooke uses the middle finger a lot, but you're not touching anything. Yeah. It's just in the air.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's not dirty. That's,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then I'm yelling at the same time and spit is coming out of my
All right. Let's get the question one more time.
A new study found the cleanest and dirtiest parts of the average human hand, and I gave you a 1 in 5 chance of getting this question right. It's Ooh. Not hard. Simply tell me mm-hmm. what finger is on average the dirtiest and which one is the cleanest.
It's gotta be between pointer and thumb. Because I use my pointer finger for dirtiest.
Dude. What are you picking your nose with? Definitely
Nothing,
your pointer.
Toes. I don't, but you probably use.
Yeah, pointer finger. Just saying. I think that's the dirtiest, but what do you go with the cleanest? Is it your pinky? Your pinky is very small, very petite. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it carry a lot of germs on that thing?
Yeah, what are you touching with your pinky?
You put your pinky up yes. when you're trying to be fancy because you want to show off how clean you are.
Yes, you're clean and classy with the pinky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. off the teacup.
But that ring finger I'm still liking too.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that your logic with the thumbs and the phones, nowadays I think thumbs are dirtier than index fingers. My thumb is
We're going back to dirty. Okay.
Yeah. I suck my thumb.
All right.
This is up to Alexis. What do you think?
I'm going to go with, I think the cleanest finger is your ring finger.
Okay.
Or
Ring finger.
Okay. I'm like, is that what you call that? And then your dirtiest finger is your pointer finger.
Oh, I'm over go thumb. With. All right.
According to the scrub-a-dub doctors at Northwestern Medicine,
I hope that's what they call them.
Two places we most commonly miss when washing our hands are our wrists and our nail beds. Those were the number 2 and 3 most dirty parts of the human hand on average.
Year.
But I asked you for the number 1 dirtiest finger and the number 1 cleanest. And the cleanest finger, it's one that's rarely used on our phones, and it's often tucked between the middle and pinky finger while washing.
Yeah.
It's the humble ring finger.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
That thing, not very good at using it.
Stabilizer.
The number 1 dirtiest finger, well, most time we scrub our palms and other fingers and the backs of our hands, and according to this study, the finger we do the poorest job of washing is our thumb.
Yay!
I should have known. Makes sense. It's not close enough to the other ones.
Yep, that's why you have to do this with us.
Yeah, I know. We know you've watched a lot of YouTube videos.
We show you guys a video.
Oh, okay. We all wash our hands.
Go watch Jose's Instagram where he flexes his hand washing skills.
Yeah, it's so good.
But we didn't get it right. And somebody wanted to hear you sing. I wonder if you know this one, Alexis.
Uh-oh.
Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah. We sang this at college football games.
Oh, okay.
But you don't know Rudy.
Yeah.
That's baseball. Okay.
We sang Lit Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Good times ever seemed so good.
So good.
Ow! Oh, wow. That was one of my favorites ever,
that was
I think.
So good.
Oh, God.
Just one note the whole time.
It sounded better.
It's
like,
why
the whole football
I love
thing.
You so much. It really is.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.